أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين صدق الله العظيم. In the beginning verses of Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala makes mention and gives an explanation of three different categories of people. The first category that Allah Ta'ala speaks about are those people who want to obtain taqwa in their lives. And these are the people of Iman. With regards to these people, Allah Ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رِيبَ فِيهِ. This is a book in which there is no doubt. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a means of guidance for those people who want to obtain taqwa in their lives. But what are these people's qualities? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. These are the people who bring iman in the unseen, in those things beyond which the eyesight can see, beyond this realm of what their eyes can see, whether it is Allah Ta'ala, whether it is the Anbiya, whether it is the angels, the different kitabs that were revealed to the different Anbiya. So they bring iman in the unseen, but together with iman, they also couple it with engaging in good actions. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. They establish salah, which is the most important and fundamental action in the life of a believer. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they spend from that which we have bestowed upon them. So these are the people of iman, that together with bringing iman, they also engage in good actions. They also engage in those actions which are pleasing to Allah Ta'ala in conformance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to this group, with regards to this people of iman, Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدَمْ مِرَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These people are upon guidance from their Rabb. And these people alone are the successful ones. These people alone are those who have obtained success in this world and in the Akhirah. Hence it is our duty as believers at all times to always make effort to remain amongst the people of Iman. Whether it is the month of Ramadan, whether it is the month of December, whether we are on holiday or whether we are at home, at all times we bring alive the qualities of Iman and the actions of Iman, so that at all times in the court of Allah we remain counted amongst the people of Iman. These people are the people who will obtain success in this world and the Akhirah. So this is the first group. Then the second group, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. The second group are the people who are known as the disbelievers, the kuffar. Those people who remain stubborn upon their kufr, no matter what beliefs, no matter what evidence you bring up before them, they are not willing to change their ways. Allah Ta'ala says, with regards to these people, Allah Ta'ala has sealed their hearts. Their hearts are sealed. Hence, no matter what evidence you bring before them, they will always remain upon their kufr and disbelief. And these people are doomed to the fire of Jahannam for eternity. As long as a person does not bring iman, he will not be able to obtain success. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions very clearly in one hadith, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِي أَحَدٌ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ يَهُودِيٌّ وَلَا نَصْرَانِيٌّ ثُمَّ يَمُوتُ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِن بِالَّذِي أُبْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَّا كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes a qasam and he says, I take an oath on that being in whose control lies the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one from this ummah has to come to hear about me, whether it be a Jew or whether it be a Christian. And thereafter he does not bring iman in that deen which I had come with, except he will be amongst the inmates of the fire of Jahannam. Understanding and realizing that the criteria for success and acceptance in the sight of Allah is only iman. In today's times, in different parts of the world, under the different banners of Abrahamic Accords or whatever it may be, they're trying to show that these different religions can come under one united banner. Understand, it is only Islam in the court of Allah which gains acceptance. Allah Ta'ala mentions very clearly in the Quran Majeed, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. That deen, the only deen, which is accepted in the court of Allah is Islam. وَمَنْ يَبَدَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَيْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْ. Anyone has to seek for any deen besides the deen of Islam in the court of Allah in order to gain acceptance from him, فَلَيْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْ. It will never be accepted from him. It will never be accepted from him. So the first group, the people of Iman. The second group, the people of Kufr, who remain stubborn upon their Kufr and disbelief. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of a third group. And this third group was such that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would find them in the masjid. They would be performing salah next to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. In fact, at times you would even find them coming out and going and striving in the path of Allah in jihad. But with regards to this group, Allah ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah ta'ala says, amongst the group of people, amongst the people, there is a group who make verbal proclamations and claims. And they say, we have brought iman in Allah and the last day. Allah ta'ala is saying their iman is rejected. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. These people are not believers. So they are making verbal proclamations of bringing iman. They are saying we have brought iman in Allah ta'ala in the last day. But Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. These people are not believers. They were there in the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, standing next to them, performing salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says, these people are disbelievers, they're not people of iman. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They make an effort to deceive Allah ta'ala and those people of iman, but they're only deceiving themselves. These people are known as the hypocrites. The hypocrites in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam outwardly brought iman, but their main agenda and goal in life was to cause harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. If we look into the different verses of Quran Majid, we will understand how much of anger Allah ta'ala has directed towards this group of people. Just to give a few examples with regards to the status of believers in the year after, the people of iman. Remember, these people are standing next to believers in the masjid and performing salah. However, with regards to believers in the year after, Allah ta'ala makes mention with regards to their status, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Those people who have brought iman, and together with that they make an effort by engaging in good actions in order to earn the pleasure of Allah. It is not only bringing iman, together with iman, coupling it with engaging in good deeds. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. They will be hosted by Allah Ta'ala in Jannatul Firdaus, the most highest and greatest stage in Jannah. Who is this for? The people of iman. Thereafter, in another verse, Allah Ta'ala makes mention with regards to these hypocrites. What is their status in the year after? إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Those people who are hypocrites, outwardly they brought iman, but in reality the iman was not there in their hearts. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. The hypocrites, فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. They will be in the lowest stage in the fire of Jahannam. They will be subjected to the worst form of punishment in the fire of Jahannam. وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. You will never find anyone able to help and assist them. So mu'mineen, the people of iman, highest stages in Jannah. And the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, in the lowest stages in Jahannam. Another verse Allah Ta'ala speaks with regards to the mu'mineen seeking forgiveness by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما. If the believers had to oppress themselves by engaging in sin, and thereafter they come to you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they seek forgiveness from Allah, and you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seek forgiveness on their behalf, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ رَحِيمًا. They will find Allah Ta'ala to be most forgiving, most merciful. What we understand, that the seeking of forgiveness by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the believers is extremely effective in earning the mercy of Allah. However, with regards to these hypocrites, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressed in the Quran Majid. Istaghfir lahum, aw la tastaghfir lahum, in tastaghfir lahum 70 marratan falan yaghfir Allah lahum. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being told, seek forgiveness on their behalf or do not seek forgiveness. Even if you had to seek forgiveness on their behalf 70 times, the number shown in order to show a great number, abundantly seek forgiveness on their behalf also, Allah Ta'ala will never forgive them. Allah Ta'ala will never forgive them. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَسْتَغْفَرْتَ لَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ لَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. It is equal upon them whether you seek forgiveness on their behalf or not. Allah Ta'ala will never forgive them. These different verses show the anger of Allah Ta'ala upon this group of people. So it is in keeping with logic, it is in keeping with common sense, that we make an effort to be amongst the people of Iman and stay millions of miles away from being amongst the people of hypocrites, being amongst the hypocrites. Hence we stay away from them and we stay away from their ways and their qualities. Now if you look in the Quran Majeed, as well as the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, different qualities of theirs are mentioned. What are their qualities? These qualities of hypocrites. And we will see the, how much of difference there is between the qualities of the hypocrites compared to the people of Iman. So continuing in Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala makes mention with regards to these hypocrites. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. When it is told to them, do not cause mischief and corruption in the land, they defend themselves. And they say, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. We are only reformers. Our intention is good. We do not have intention of evil. So what's their outlook? We can do what we want, whether it be haram and impermissible in the Sharia, but our intention is good, our intention is good, hence it should be accepted. So they're not willing to accept correction, and they want to make changes to the deen of Islam. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do not cause corruption in the land, do not cause evil in the land. They say, no, we only reformers. So it is the quality of a hypocrite, quality of a munafiq, with regards to believers, with regards to people of Iman, if they had to engage in any haram or impermissible action, their duty is to seek tawbah, to make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, to change their ways, and to make dua, Ya Allah, we are weak. Hence we engaging in this haram and impermissible action. You grant us tawfiq in order to leave it out in our lives. The mu'min, a believer, does not make an effort to justify his action. He will not try to justify it. He will not try to make haram into halal. Unfortunately, in today's times as well, effort is being made in order to change the names of things, in order to make what outwardly was haram, make it halal. Hence, we will have interest which is completely haram and prohibited in Sharia. We will change the name and call it Prophet, now it is halal. Insurance unanimously is regarded as haram. Change the name, give it an Arabic flavor, call it takaful, we will say it is halal. Music, we will take the same method of singing. We will take the same instruments, we will take the same beats as normal music. But we will change the tone, or we will change the vocals. And we will take the name of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and place it within those same musical beats. Now we want to say it is halal. Is this not a mockery of the deen of Islam? Is this not going against the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Like this, numerous examples we can take in our daily lives, where as mu'mineen, we do not try to make haram into halal. Do not try to make what is impermissible as permissible. If you are engaged in haram or something impermissible, make tawbah and change your life. But understand from deep within your heart, it is not permissible for us to engage in it. We should not try to change deen and make haram into halal. So this is the first quality mentioned of a hypocrite. Second quality, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا وَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. When it is told to them to bring iman like sahaba, meaning sahaba radiallahu ta'ala are the benchmark with regards to iman, with regards to Islam. They are the ways we try to follow their ways in every aspect of our lives in deen. However, they respond and they say, أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. Should we bring iman, na'udhu billah, like the foolish ones? These people are foolish. Why should we follow them? Now in today's times as well, people have the same outlook and mindset, although sometimes they may not be verbally spoken, that this was camel age. Sahaba was camel age. Now we're living in a technologically advanced age. How do we look back in order to go forward? How do we look back in order to go forward? Understand in deen, no matter what time we may be living in, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are always going to be our guide, our benchmark with regards to earning the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One hadith very clearly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that this ummah is going to be divided into 73. One amongst them is going to enjoy entry into Jannah. Sahaba asked, who are these people? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. My path and the path of my sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hence this is the only path to obtain success. So the second quality of the hypocrites, they do not follow sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Whereas mu'mineen and believers, we always understand sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum are always our guides. They are our benchmark in order to earn the pleasure of Allah. Then the third quality. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Allah Ta'ala speaks of the double standards of how two-faced these hypocrites are. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, when they meet the people of Iman, قَالُوا آمَنَّا, they say we have brought Iman. So when they with the people of Iman, they say we with you. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ, but when they go into seclusion, when the evil leaders, قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ, they say we are with you. We are with you. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ, we're only mocking these people. We're only mocking these people. Hence they have their allegiance towards the kuffar and disbelievers. Outwardly they seem to be with the mu'mineen, but their main allegiance is with the kuffar and disbelievers. Many verses of Quran Majid, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are cautioned with regards to who we keep as company. We should not get very close and associate ourselves with the disbelievers to such an extent where now they begin to influence our lives, influence our ideologies. In one verse Allah Ta'ala makes mention, Bashiril Munafiqeen, give glad tidings, so to say, to the Munafiqeen, to the hypocrites, bi anna lahum adhaban alima, of a painful punishment. Alladina yattakhiduna al-kafirina awliya'a min dunil mu'mineen, those people who took the disbelievers as close friends instead of the believers. Hence they used to always associate with them, and their ideologies had come into their lives. Understand and realize, even in today's times, we need to ensure we associate with believers. Keep association with the ulama, with the righteous. It should not be such, especially in today's times, in the season we are going through, that in the festivals of the kuffar, the festivals of the disbelievers, whether it be in this season, whether it be New Year's, it should not be such we as believers are there at that time. It should not be such we associate with them. So many verses of Quran Majid, so many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, cautioning us with regards to associating with the kuffar. We need to be very careful, especially in these times of their festivals and festivities. We stay far away from them. Stay far away from those festivals. We should not be part of it. It should not be such a mu'min is there at the time of New Year's, counting down with who? Counting down towards the New Year with who? Who is there? It is the kuffar, the disbelievers, the enemies of Allah. It should not be such. We with them, and on the day of Qiyamah we are resurrected with them. Allah Ta'ala save us. So this is the third quality. Other verses of Quran Majid, Allah Ta'ala makes mention with regards to one specific ibadah of theirs. One specific act of worship with regards to how they carry it out. And we need to ask ourselves, is this in my life as well? Am I a mu'min with regards to this, or am I imitating them? إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Allah Ta'ala says with regards to the hypocrites, they make an effort in order to deceive Allah Ta'ala, yet Allah Ta'ala is deceiving them. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, when they stand up to perform salah, قَامُوا كُسَالَى, they stand up in a lazy manner. They stand up in a lazy manner, hence they are not motivated in order to worship Allah. They're not motivated to stand up for that salah. Each and every one of us need to introspect, what is the quality of my salah in my life? Where is my salah? With regards to salah, even in a masjid, مَنْ صَبَهُ أَيَّلْقَ اللَّهَ غَدًا مُسْلِمًا فَلْيُحَافِظْ عَلَىٰ هَؤُلَاءِ الصَّلَاةِ حَيْثُ يُنَادَى بِهِنْ. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, that person who wants to meet Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah as a mu'min, as a believer, he should make sure he is performing his 5-time daily salah in the masjid. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that person who إذا رأيتم رجل يعتاد المسجد فشهدوا له بالإيمان. When you see a person habitually coming to the masjid for 5-time daily salah, then you bear testimony, this person is a person of iman. This person is not a person who is a hypocrite. He has that iman is bringing him to that masjid. So our salah in our lives is something which is extremely important. One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even mentions with regards to their mu'amalat, how they deal amongst people, what's the qualities of munafiq? What's the qualities of the munafiqeen? Ayatul munafiqi thalathun, إذا حدث كذبه وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ وَإِذَا اُتُمِنَ قَانَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the quality or the signs of a hypocrite are three. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. When he speaks lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ. When he makes a promise to you, he will break it easily. He does not have any concern for giving his word to people. Making promises, making oaths, it means nothing to him. He will break it easily. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ قَانَ. And when he is entrusted with something, whether he is entrusted with people's wealth or anything else he is entrusted with, قَانَ, he behaves deceptively, he deceives people with regards to this. Hence, as mu'mineen, as believers, we stay far away from these qualities. When you bring alive the qualities of iman, with regards to salah, for example, Allah Ta'ala makes mention in the Qur'an Majeed, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers are those who are successful. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people who have that khushu, that concentration and devotion in that salah. Allah Ta'ala mentions few other qualities towards the end. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِذُونَ. Those people who safeguard their salah, ensuring they're performing their 5-time daily salah. It should not be such we're on holiday and hence salah also is no more in our lives. No. Whether it is the December season or Ramadan or any other time in the year, my actions as a believer always are there intact. My salah is intact. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِذُونَ. Those people who safeguard their salah. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, these people are those people who will inherit Jannatul Firdaus. They will become worthy recipients of earning Jannatul Firdaus. Hence, we need to bring alive qualities in our lives, the qualities of Iman. At all times, remain with the people of Iman in order for them to teach us how to behave, how to conduct ourselves, how to bring alive the qualities of Iman in our lives. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. Just while before we can start our sunnats, if you can fill in the gaps in front of us, there's a lot of people in the back waiting for place on the safs. If you can just come forward and fill in the gaps, inshallah.